The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk about COVID. The Premier and PM haven't always seen eye to eye during the pandemic, but it seems like they're on the same side right now.
Yeah, it might have something to do with the election cycle. The Premier and Prime Minister are united in their stance when it comes to the international hard border. We've seen Scott Morrison come under increasing pressure from businesses, including Virgin Australia. But the Premier says restrictions could only be eased really once we have mass vaccination achieved. So Mark McGowan and Scott Morrison are on the same page. Keep the border up internationally, at least until we get to a point where there, you know, is a significant amount of Western Australians who've been vaccinated. Like at the moment in WA, we're looking at, I think, more than 30,000 who've had both doses. So still a long way to go get that protection in the community.
Yeah, a long way to go. And it's interesting that that ScoMo's getting a bit of blowback from business, but certainly it seems that community sentiment is behind keeping the borders closed. I saw the results of a survey today that found that there was only a tiny percentage who thought that opening the borders by the middle of next year was a pessimistic outlook. The vast majority thought that it was sounds about right, or if anything, was optimistic. So there doesn't seem to be a lot of appetite for reopening the country.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, businesses don't get a vote in elections, do they?
Exactly. And so I think, you know, ScoMo will probably follow Mark McGowan's playbook and keep COVID out. And it means obviously keeping a lot of people in India out. And we saw that an Australian has died over there, a Sydney man who contracted COVID-19. And we have a bit more information today about why he was there in the first place. So you said the story of COVID
count? It's a devastating case, this one. So yeah, this Sydney father was over there because his mother had died, and so he went over there to support family members and then got trapped over there because of the travel restrictions from India. And he's ended up contracting COVID-19 over there. They've had a record number of deaths in the last 24-hour reporting period there, more than 4,000 deaths from COVID. So a very unfortunate situation for him where he's been, you know, gone over there to help his family and then become trapped and died as a result.
It certainly it pays for politicians, I think, to curb some of their more colourful rhetoric around why people are travelling to India. I know Mark McGowan was sort of getting some mileage out of it a couple of weeks ago, but it's terribly heartbreaking for everyone involved.